Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, Mr. Python, the little train. Mr. Python was a very long snake. Wherever he went, everyone was scared of him. This made Mr. Python really sad. One day, he came up with an idea.
A python is long, and so is a train. Maybe I can dress up like a little train. Then, whenever I go out, people won't be scared.
So, Mr. Python painted a lot of colors onto his body, turning himself into a little train. Then he went outside. He slithered and slid. He had just passed through the forest when a little fox stopped him.
Hey, little train, could you give me a ride?
Mr. Python wasn't sure about letting the little fox ride on him.
I've never ridden a train. Little train, can you give me a ride?
Little Fox was very polite, and he even took out a sparkling gemstone from his pocket.
I'll give you the gemstone if you do.
Mr. Python loved sparkling things. He couldn't help but agree to Little Fox's request.
Okay, then.
Little Fox hopped on Mr. Python's back, and they set off. When they had climbed the hill, they were stopped by three bunnies.
Hi, little train. We want to ride too.
Mr. Python wasn't sure about carrying three more bunnies.
We've walked so far. We can't walk anymore. Do you mind giving us a ride for a little while?
The three bunnies really looked exhausted. They gave Mr. Python some cookies.
You can have these cookies.
Mr. Python loved cookies. Once again, he couldn't help but agree to their request.
Okay.
Mr. Python set off with Little Fox and the three bunnies on his back. They moved along, and just as they had just rounded a bend, they were stopped by seven mice.
Hi, little train. Can you carry us too?
Mr. Python didn't want to stop and let the seven mice ride on him.
Little train, we've got to rush home for something important. Please give us a ride home.
The seven mice looked very anxious, and they told him,
good at telling jokes. We can tell you many funny jokes in return.
Mr. Python wanted to know how funny the mice's jokes were. He couldn't help but agree to the mice's request.
Okay, come on up.
Mr. Python set off with the little fox, three rabbits, and seven mice on his back. He climbed onto the suspension bridge as he was listening to the mice's jokes. Suddenly, he burped. How could a train burp? Everyone was suspicious. Mr. Python tried to explain himself, but he accidentally stuck out his snake tongue instead. Oh dear, Mr. Python's identity was exposed.
Oh no! This isn't a little train! It's a huge python!
This must be the huge python's evil plot! He disguised himself as a little train to trap us so that he can eat us!
I'm not. I didn't do that.
Mr. Python wanted to explain, but everyone was terrified and didn't want to hear him out.
Run, everyone!
Run!
But the animals forgot they were on a suspension bridge. They swarmed to escape, screaming. The suspension bridge started shaking vigorously. The animals wobbled and rolled all over like meatballs. The little animals were about to roll off the bridge and fall into the turbulent river when suddenly a long, thick tail caught all the animals and brought them back to safety. It was Mr. Python.
Be careful, everyone!
Mr. Python coiled his tail and carried everyone off the bridge, explaining to the animals what had happened.
Don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. I dressed up as a little train because I didn't want to scare you.
The other animals finally understood that they had misunderstood Mr. Python.
I see. We're sorry, Mr. Python.
Embarrassed, the other animals apologized to Mr. Python, and they all became friends with him. Today's story is over. Good night, Mr. Python, the little train. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.